Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Debs Garms. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Knott. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The right fielder, John Stone. Batting third. The left fielder, Dave Harris. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pete Susko. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alan Benson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Alan Benson. And now, play ball. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clift moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clift moves to third. West moves to second. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Clift scores. West moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stone moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott has Stone trapped. There's the throw to Grubb and over to Clift, who tags Stone for the out. Harris moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Melillo moves to third. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Melillo scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Browns. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Susko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Susko hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Benson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Clift reaches second base with a double. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clift moves to third. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Clift scores. West moves to third. It's 3-0, Browns. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Garms hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. West scores. Burns moves to second. It's 4-0, Browns. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burns scores. Garms moves to second. It's 5-0, Browns. Alex McCall now pitching. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Susko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Melillo for the out. Garms moves to third. Campbell moves to second. One out. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grube is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grube hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garms scores. Campbell moves to third. It's 6-0, Browns. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Strange hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Campbell scores. Two outs. It's 7-0, Browns. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0-for-1 in the game. Knott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field. West picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on West. Stone moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. West bunts towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. Clift moves to second. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Garms hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Susko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Susko is 0 for 1 in the game. Susko hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Melillo. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Melillo steals second. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Melillo scores. Grubb moves to second. It's 8-0, Browns. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Strange takes first base on ball 4. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0 for 2 in the game. Knott hits a pop-up towards the mound. McCall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grubb scores. Strange moves to second. It's 9-0, Browns. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex McCall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCall strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Stone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Meyer moves to second. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Susko scoops it up and throws to first, with McCall covering, for the out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Garms hits a pop-up towards the mound. McCall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Susko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Susko is 0-for-2 in the game. Susko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got two RBIs. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0-for-3 in the game. Knott hits a pop-up towards the mound. McCall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Alex McCall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCall is 0-for-1 in the game. McCall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Clift strikes out. 1 out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. West hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Pepper pinch runs for Sam West. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Garms hits a pop-up towards third. Bludge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ray Pepper now playing center field. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-3 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Meyer moves to second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Strange strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Susko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Susko is 0-for-3 in the game. Susko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bludge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Cliff Bolton pinch hits for Alex McCall. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Bludge moves to second. It's 9-1, Browns. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bludge scores. Bolton moves to second. It's 9-2, Browns. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Stone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bolton scores. Meyer moves to second. It's 9-3, Browns. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Harris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pepper. Harris reaches second base with a double. Meyer scores. Stone moves to third. It's 9-4, Browns. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. Stone scores. Two outs. It's 9-5, Browns. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 9, and Washington Senators, 5. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.